Welcome to the Dreams to Dollars podcast, home for the female entrepreneurs looking to grow, scale, and build their online businesses while having fun, making an impact, and stepping into their most authentic self. Here in this podcast, we are not only going to be chatting about leveling up your business, but your mindset. We're going to dive into the strategies that you need to grow your business, overcome the limiting beliefs that keep holding you back, step into the energy of your six-figure self, and together, we are going to reinvent who you are into who you've been waiting to become. It's level up season, my girl. Grab your pop and your latte, and together, let's take all of your dreams and turn them into dollars. I'm your host, three times founder, marketing expert, manifestation junkie, coffee lover, and your new business BFF, Courtney Tedona. Welcome back to another episode of the Dreams to Dollars podcast. It's been a minute. I'm gonna say it's been longer than a minute. And to be honest, as soon as I said the Dreams to Dollars podcast, I feel like I really need to rebrand and like rename my podcast, because when I first started this podcast in, I think it was August of 2021, that's when I like first launched my podcast. Actually, I think it was maybe July. I think it was July 19th, if I'm being honest. That's when I like announced my pivot. For those that don't know, I was a personal trainer for 8 years. I was in network marketing for 2.5 years. I did both of those simultaneously. And then I decided that I was like, nope, I've gotten out of both of these industries everything that I could. I made the switch into business coaching, and really coaching has always had my heart, and it's something I did obviously in both personal training. I was always coaching women, and in network marketing, it was, you know, coaching women, more considered like a consultant, but always loved that. But I announced my pivot January 19th, 2021. And I think that's also when I opened this podcast, and we called it Dreams to Dollars, which I still love. But I feel like in the past year, so much has changed with who I am as a person, where my business, my brand is going, how I've evolved, changed, opened up. And it's actually something I really want to talk about in this episode. And it's this idea of perfection. It's this idea of constantly feeling like you need to put on a face, a facade, a mask on social media. And that's something that I struggled with. Honestly, I would say more so in network marketing than when I was in personal training, and definitely in the beginning seasons of this now third business, doing business coaching. But the online space, let's be real here, it's busy. And it feels like you're kind of always bumping elbows with everybody else. And it's so easy to just open your phone and scroll through your favorite creators or people that you think you love, but you're like low-key super fucking triggered by them, and feel like you're behind, and feel like you're not doing enough, and feel like your approach, your strategy, your message isn't now enough because you saw someone else make 10, 15, 30K doing it one way, and you now feel like your way isn't the right way. And it's a conversation I've had with a lot of other coaches in the space. I'm in a mastermind right now, and it's been like a big conversation. I was previously in a mastermind, same thing. It was a big conversation with clients, with what I've been seeing with other people, you know, talking about and sharing, and especially with the rise of TikTok, whether you are on TikTok or not. I think you should be. It's a good time. Definitely follow me if you're not. I think it's literally the same as my Instagram name. It's just like Courtney.Tedona. I don't know why the dot is in there. Maybe I should take that out. But anyways, it's this idea that we're over this overly aesthetic, perfect facade, highlight reel of social media. And I've been feeling this honestly since February of 2021. If you follow me on Instagram and you remember, I made a reel about reels, basically saying that everyone is done with the same dance and the same song, and everyone's just like doing the same shit, and we're all just becoming copycats of each other. And I also posted a TikTok on this. If you are someone that feels like the industry is so oversaturated, the reason it's oversaturated is because everyone's just a fucking copycat of each other. And the idea of actually figuring out who you are and being anchored in that and showing up in that and putting the blinders on and figuring out what your lane is and learning how to run in it is way fucking harder than just copying what a few other creators are doing on their social media, on their, you know, what they're doing in their business. And don't get me wrong, I don't think there's anything wrong with drawing inspiration, you know, like that sparks ideas. But if everything that you're creating is rooted in somebody else and you don't really know who you are and what you stand for, but be real, like your business isn't going to go anywhere, because this season of social media, this season, I think of everybody's life who's been on social media. I mean, I've been on Instagram since it came out, 2012, 2013. I was, you know, the fitness influencer back then. But this idea of trying to keep up, of trying to follow everybody else's rules is over, to be honest. And it's something that I really, really had to lean into this past year, from when I started my coaching business to moving to where I am now. And I know this started with the point of me saying I need to rebrand my podcast, which led into this conversation, but it's this constant idea of you always need to grow and evolve and not just continue to, you know, see what someone else is doing and copy from that. But wanted to just vent about that for a second, because I, like I said, I feel like it's something that everybody is going through and everyone is struggling with. And I'll be honest, like, it's something that I've gone through too, where, you know, I see certain people doing things or I hear about it and I see success from other people. And then I'm like, shit, like, am I missing the mark? Like, am I not doing it right? Like, am I going to be left behind because my business and my brand doesn't look a certain way, because I don't sound a certain way, because I don't show up to social media, like, looking the part, saying the right thing. Also, Skittles just like burped in the background. I hope nobody heard that. She's always like playing or like snuggled up beside me, but okay. Skittles says hi for those that wanted to know. But like I said, it's, I think everyone's had this feeling of, am I doing it wrong? Because it doesn't look like this. And it's been this battle that I've had with myself, and I've seen clients go through this as well, where you feel like you're doing something wrong if you're not going with the grain. And I had a masterclass that I hosted last week. It's completely free, so if you want to just pop in and listen to the replay, I'll leave it in the show notes below. But it was all about being like authentic AF. That's the name of the masterclass. But it was this idea that most of us, I'm going to say 99% of us that are in this space that are entrepreneurs, said a big fuck you to what society told us we needed to do. Go to school, get a degree, get a 9-to-5, work that secure job till you're like 40, get married, have babies, and that's it, right? I mean, maybe you want to get married and have babies, but more so with the idea of like what success looks like. It's like that American dream. I'm not American, but I feel like most people know, like, that American dream is like, that's what society told us we needed to do to be successful. And a lot of us, especially, like, I'm a millennial. I know I have a lot of millennials in my audience and some Gen Zs. We said fuck you to that, because it's like, we don't want to fit in. We don't want to go with the status quo. We don't want to go with what everyone else is saying we need to be successful. Yet when we come into the entrepreneur space and the creator space and the online space, it's like we do the exact thing that we were trying to rebel against. We fall into what everyone else is doing. We don't let our individuality come out, our creativity come out. It's like we go against what society told us that we needed to be successful. But then we come into the entrepreneurial space and we're like, I'm just going to copy what everyone else is doing because that's what I need to do to be successful. Is that making sense? It's like, we have to find our own path. And I know I always make like references to athletes. And for those that don't know, I was a competitive track and field runner. I did a bunch of other sports, but for me, running was the one thing that I really felt like I was me, if that makes sense. And it really was this idea that no matter how much I looked at the girl running in the lane next to me, I would never figure out how to run my own race watching her. Everybody's going to warm up differently, cool down differently, stretch, train your splits. The way you set up your starting blocks on a track is completely different. And what made me such a great athlete is I really had this mentality of like, if you don't compare, you can't compete. You know, and I never looked at the girls next to me to see what their split was or how they set up their starting blocks. I never was like, oh, she's warming up in a completely different way. Fuck, maybe I'm doing it wrong. I had to learn where I was, what my body needed, what my mentality needed, and create a plan from there and then continue to stay in my own lane. And that's why I always say, like, you have to learn what your lane is and then figure out how to run in it. So I hope I'm making sense with this. I feel like this is just going to be a podcast where I just share kind of all of the things. But my point with this podcast is just to give you that reminder and to give you that big fat fucking permission slip that you don't need to be perfect to show up online and make a shit ton of money. You don't need to put on this fake smiling face. And I feel like everyone can relate with this when you're like making a reel, you're making a story, and you feel like you need to like put on this like fake energy. And like, I'm all about good energy, but I'm also about like authenticity. And I've had those moments. And again, I'm sure you can relate where you're on stories and you're like, fuck, I literally sound like a robot, or like, this is so fake. It's not me. And you just put it out because you feel like that's what you need to do. That's what you need to look like. And 2022, and I think beyond, the highlight reel, everything needs to be like perfect on your Instagram grid. And I'm maybe gonna like irk some people with this, but this is just what I'm really feeling, what I really believe in, is I don't think you need this big ass, perfect, beautiful website. I'm sorry, like, I don't. I think especially with how the industry is going and with TikTok, like, yes, I think it's important to have a space off social media that's like yours, where you can have, you know, things where people can purchase your products, your programs, whatever. But I don't see the need in having thousands of dollars into a beautiful website. Sorry, that's just me. Like, I just don't feel like it's where the industry is going now, because everything's going more real and raw and authentic and show the real and the messy and all of that. And I don't think you need this perfect aesthetic grid and these perfect Instagram stories and the reels with the perfect lighting and like looking the part and all of that. It's exhausting. And I think creators and coaches are feeling this like burnout because they're emotionally burnt out trying to keep up with something that they're not, with someone that they're not. And at the end of the day, you're a human trying to connect with another human, which means you need to show the real you, the messy, the raw, the chaos. And I have a program that's out right now that's literally called Cash Through Chaos. And this is something that has been in my entire journey of like 10 years in the online space, 3 different businesses, is how do you show up as the real you when behind the scenes shit's hitting the fucking fan? When you have family shit going on, when you have personal stuff going on, you're going through a breakup, you're going through a big life change. And it's like behind the scenes, shit's hitting the fan. You're going through a season of growth. You're going through a season of like, who the fuck am I? And now you want to go on social media and put on this fake face and put on this perfect Instagram grid and the perfect, and it just doesn't match up. And I think that's why so many people are so stop and go in their business. They're on and then they're off. They're on and then they're off. And consistency is really hard when you're trying to keep up, when you're trying to put on this fake facade. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be unpacking in this program, is how do you show up even when shit's hitting the fan in your personal life? And how do you use that chaos to your advantage? How do you keep turning the volume up on who the fuck you are, regardless of what everybody else is doing in the online space, turning the volume down on everybody else and knowing that your voice matters, that your story matters? And it's something that I think is a conversation that needs to be had, because I don't see people teaching this. I don't see, you know, everyone's about the strategy and how to grow on TikTok and how to call in more money and how to market on here, but no one's talking about, yeah, but how do you do all of that when behind the scenes your life is a fucking shit show? Because I'll be honest, the thing that knocks me off my business the most isn't business. It's what's happening outside of business. It's what's happening in my personal life, with my own growing pains, with my own relationships, with friendships, with significant others, with family. For me, honestly, if I'm being straight up, family is the first thing that knocks me off. And how do you continue to show up in your power through that, right? And that's, if that's something that you're really resonating with, The Cash Through Chaos is literally what that is all about, is how do you show up and how do you sell and how do you still feel anchored in you while all that's happening? And it really comes down to finding who you really are and being able to anchor in that. And I use this analogy in the Authentic AF Masterclass. When you're not anchored in you, it's like a boat in the ocean just floating around. It's so easy for you to tip over. A storm can come. You're not prepared. You're just aimlessly floating around. And like, how many times have you felt that in your business where you pick up your phone, you go to create content, you go to like go on your stories and you're like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just here like floating around, like aimlessly putting out stories with no intention, with no purpose. I have no inspiration. Let me go to this girl's account to get inspiration and like, let me post this. And I'm not really in love with it, but I don't want to admit it to myself. So I'm just going to suppress that feel. Like, how many times have you felt that? And behind the scenes, shit's hitting the fan. You're like, fuck, like this is going on. And you're trying to just juggle and balance and do all of the things. And that's where people get so, so knocked off, is when they're not anchored in you. And how do you find, you know, the real you? And how do you get anchored in you? It's a journey. And it's something that you can't pause your business and figure it out and then come back into it. It's that messy action. And I've really, really been embracing that and pushing my clients to embrace that too, is the messy action. It's like, literally take your audience behind the scenes with you while you're going through what you're going through. And a lot of people are scared of vulnerability because we think we need to put on this perfect facade in order to be seen as an authority. And I felt that so many times in my business. If everything doesn't look aesthetic, if everything doesn't, everything isn't super strategic, and I'm not crossing my T's, dotting my I's. Yeah, that's this expression. And I felt that like every single story, every single piece of content, I'm like, is this strategic? Is this infusing what I've learned? Is this, this and that? And yes, strategy is important, but it just became exhausting. It was this trying to keep up. It was, if I'm not perfect, I'm not going to be seen as an authority. I'm not going to be seen as successful. So I wanted to just share that with you because, like I said, I feel like it's something we've all felt. And yeah, there was no structure to this podcast. It was just me sharing what's on my heart, sharing what I've seen a lot of you in from the masterclass, from, you know, you guys in my audience, whether you're on Instagram or on TikTok, clients. It's like I said, it's your permission slip to stop taking pages from somebody else's rule book and to pick the pen back up and write your own fucking rule book on what you think success needs to look like. And for every person that says you need XYZ to be successful, there's 100 other people who are more successful not doing it, you know? And that's the beauty of entrepreneurship. There's really no rules, and there's really no, you have to do this or you won't be successful. And I've really been embracing this where I can show up messy, real, and raw. I can show up how I want. And that's enough because I fucking said it's enough. Because I make the rules. Because nobody else is going to come in and poison my mind with doubt and say, well, if you don't show up this way, and if you don't look this way, and if you don't, you know, make it look like this or sound like this or make it super strategic, then you won't be successful. Like, fuck, who told you that? And like, why does it need to be this like either or situation? If you show up perfectly, then you'll be successful. If you don't, then you won't. Like, it's not. It's like I said, you're a real human and you're trying to connect with other humans. And the real and the raw is what your audience is looking for. And it's the messy, it's the in-between. And your audience wants to see the in-between. And I've really been embracing that, the behind the scenes of just taking you literally through my day and documenting versus curating. So I hope this podcast resonated with somebody. I'm sure it did, because like I said, it's a conversation that I've been seeing, I've been feeling, I've been having. And yeah, we're definitely going to rebrand the podcast to something different. I still love Dreams to Dollars, but I feel like in this season of life, it's just not resonating with me anymore. So if you have any ideas, send me a DM on Instagram. If you are not already following me on Instagram or TikTok, I will link that down below, but it's literally Courtney.Tedona for both Instagram and TikTok. If you are interested in Cash Through Chaos, I will leave the sales page down below for you to look over. We are going to be starting the end of August. It is going to be a live group program, but it really is going to be teaching you how to throw out the rule book of success that everyone has told you, or that you maybe subconsciously have assumed that you need. I'm giving you the pen back to write what you want. And I'm going to be teaching you how to show up, anchor in you, turn the volume back all the way the fuck back up on you, stay in your lane, learn how to run in it, and make a fuck ton of money because of it. And teaching you, no matter what's going on in your personal life, that you can still show up and you can still make a shit ton of money doing it. It doesn't need to be an either or situation. You don't need to put on this fake facade in order to be seen as an authority. It's honestly quite the opposite. I don't know about you, but when I see people that show the perfect in the highlight reel, and I'm like, it's fake because it's not real. Like, no one is living that perfect life, especially if you're an entrepreneur. It's a hot mess every single day, but there's beauty in that. So if you are interested, I will leave that down below. Obviously, if you have any questions, send me a DM on Instagram. And if you want to just catch the replay of the free masterclass, that is kind of just a little bit of a teaser into Cash Through Chaos, I will also link that down below for you to watch. I hope you have an amazing day. I'm coming back with the podcast because, like I said, I feel like I needed to just kind of press pause to shift and to re-anchor back in me, but we're back. And like I said, we're turning the volume back up. So I hope you have an amazing, today's Thursday, but whenever you're listening to this podcast, an amazing day. And I will see you on social media and catch you back here in the next episode.